What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You are listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you. And today's definition of the word cool is cool attitude. What's up? This is me. And what about it? This definition was generated slash offered by the one and the only Chimgi Mendy, who runs the Instagram account Hot Mother Truckers, which, I have been obsessed with for years and kind of does basically like event listings in Vancouver, every week. And I have always, like, I remember when it started, I didn't know that Chimgi was the person behind it, but I like loved all the events that they were sharing, and I was always recommending it to people as like a resource, especially when I was more involved or like doing more stuff around CITR, and like people would ask like, oh, like how do I find out about shows and stuff? I would always be like, oh my God, this resource is amazing. And yeah, it's only stayed amazing and gotten better and grown, and like the project itself has changed. So I really, really, really wanted to talk to Chimgi just to be like, oh my God, like obsessed with this project. Tell me more. And we talked a few days ago, and it was supposed to be like a 20-minute convo. It was like an hour and a half. So we're going to do a 2-part kind of interview vibe. The first part is going to air today. You'll hear it in just a little bit. Kind of talking about what Hot Mother Truckers is and like kind of a bit of Chimgi's approach to it. And then next week we'll finish up the interview with kind of like conversations around events in Vancouver and Hot Mother Truckers kind of more as a project more generally. So that's what we're going to be talking about. Before we get into it, though, let's call back what we just heard. You just heard Lemon Street by Free Play Angel. It's their brand new single. It's so good, so hot. We love it. And we're going to move right along. So this next song is Static by Sophia Stell. Sophia Stell has a new single, You Could Hate Me, out tomorrow. So no tease for that, but just kind of getting in the zone, getting in the mood, I guess, with their most recent single, Static. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
When I was all arms and legs, type to just pace, type to just play, so kept time to waste on you, kept some face, lose my way once or twice a day. I didn't have much to say. I remember that day, the one I really loved you. I would've told my mom, but we weren't talking at the time. Towing at that line, right, left, swinger. You said you thought you'd be a singer. I remember feeling fine. You remind me of the static, 350 for the attic, fanatic, X on my chest, I told you, thought I had it. No armor, you can make me act dramatic, all static to me. You asked if I could wait, set my mind, don't sit up on a plate. I understand that I picked up late. Still got one foot stuck in the gate. For you, forever. Won't give up this time. I was always lying. I can't do this. Why I can't see through it. Try everything in circles. My mind through it hurts. Eternal, when I leave, do I lose everything? I took the same way back. Why do we change so fast?
I remember feeling fine. Can I be your flying partner? We could go up. I'm not afraid of the darkness. I relish this stuff. Oh, I love a mystery novel. How will it end? We could be friends, but your splice account is almost empty. And what then?
This is Kristen Carter. My debut contemporary pop album, Full Bloom, is now yours to discover. Full Bloom is a living garden of 12 songs that celebrates the beauty and the seasonal nature of life. You can find Full Bloom wherever you listen to music. Visit thekristencarter.com or follow at Kristen Carter Music for more. Funded by Factor and Canada's private radio broadcasters.
Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Steph.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed. When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people. Baby,
you a light. Shift my whole world to the right. Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Nardo Word of Human Serviette and Doo-doo-loo-doo. Thank you!
Lethal Refresh, every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations, and the city, colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard Sugar, Edzu's most recent single. Just before that was Ponytail, the newest single by Cecile Believe, and then opened that set with Static by Sophia Stell, who has a new single, You Could Hate Me, coming out tomorrow. You're listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Stork, you are you, and today's definition of the word cool is cool attitude, what's up, this is me, and what about it? Featuring Hot Mother Truckers Part 1. That's right, we've reached the interview segment of today's episode, where I got to talk with Chimgi Mendy, who runs Hot Mother Truckers, an event listings account based out of Vancouver. So let's get into it. Enjoy.
Yeah, do you mind introducing yourself as a person and also the project of Hot Mother Truckers?
Yeah, as a person, I'm Chimgi Mendy. My pronouns are she and her. I don't know what else about me as a person. I guess I am a creative. I need to stop with that, I guess. I love graphic design. I love animation. I love knickknacks. Okay, I've been on the knickknack game before all of these people hopped onto Sunny Angels. Yeah, but that's me. I love old cartoons and stuff like that. And I think that's kind of, and being out in nature, and I think that's kind of apparent in Hot Mother Truckers and the designs that show up there. But anyway, Hot Mother Truckers is an events page where I share hot and cool events for hot mother truckers living in so-called Vancouver. It's primarily like a curated weekly post of events that I think are the hottest and the coolest. And I usually try to, change it up. Like I think in my very first post, I was like, the events will be anything that like seems interesting or seems expansive. Like it's not really like confined to any sort of like category. That's the main thing, the weekly posts, but I also have done little field trips and hangouts here and there, which I want to do more of. I just have to send the messages and make the posts that lead to them happening. But apart from that, I think what I really want for Hot Mother Truckers, and I think it is that like I want it to be a resource for people who come to Vancouver, who are maybe just like looking for places that they don't see in kind of the mainstream posts. I don't know. Like if you go to Facebook events, like you're not going to find anything. Maybe you'll find like one or two things that seem cool, but most of the time it's like pubs doing this, and like that's cool as well, but it's not really for, there's not a whole lot for like QT BIPOC that's like so easily accessible from like bigger platforms like that. I don't know. But anyway, I want it to be a resource. I love it being an archive as well. Like I don't know if anyone uses it as that, but I like the fact that like you can probably go to any week in the last like 2 years and see what they were doing then. So I hope to do this for a long time, and I hope to like have it built out so that, yeah, you can go back and see what was happening in 2021, in 2030, maybe. I don't know how long.
Why you called it Hot Mother Truckers? Like, I feel like you kind of alluded to it, but do you have why that title?
Yeah, I think I like, I called it Hot Mother Truckers because I just love the word Hot Mother Truckers. And that's it.
That's so fair. That's so real.
It's, yeah, it works. Totally. It works. I love it. And it's, I feel like it's a term that people can identify themselves with.
Yeah. Totally. When you say you love that word, like, what do you love about it?
It's hot, you're mothering, and you're trucking. Like, if you break it down, you know, it all works. Like, we're all hotties, we're all serving hot, like, we're all mothering out here. Totally. We're trying to mother ourselves, we're trying to mother each other, you know, and we're trucking. And I think trucking is the strongest one, where it's like, we're hot mother truckers.
Yeah.
No matter what, we have to keep on trucking, and we might as well be hot and, I guess, motherly about it. I don't know about that second part, but still. Yeah.
How do you usually like source the events that you feature?
I usually just like follow like a lot of different groups, and or I see it on like other people that I follow, like on my personal account. Like I follow friends and like people that I think are cool and stuff like that. So I can see it for sometimes from theirs. So it's kind of like, yeah, it's mainly from Instagram. But if I see something out and about, like I'll share it as well. But yeah, it is kind of like as simple as following and like following the thread from organization to organization. And then I like to, most of the time, like I want to, like, I haven't been to every event that I've posted. That would be crazy. But for the most part with organizations, like I really do like to, like, if I post a lot of them and they seem really cool, like I love to go and just be like, okay, I was right. Like the vibes are right here. Yeah.
I'm imagining like organizations or like venues. Focus more on that, or like artists that you're like you find interesting or like you feel excited about.
Yeah, it's kind of, I guess it's both. I guess it's all three. Yeah. So like I'll follow the venue, I'll follow the organization, the collective. And then for my personal, I think that's where I see like different individual artists posting their own stuff. And then I like send it to myself.
So how did it like really start? Like, what was your first, like, why did you even decide to start doing this back in December 2021?
Yeah, I feel like I've lived in Vancouver since like, maybe like, I don't even know how long, but I moved here like end of elementary school, like beginning of high school, like pretty, like I've been here years and years. I think after all those years of living here, I don't think I really felt like there was like a place or like a group where I like feel like I belonged in the city, like maybe with like close friends and family, but not like a broader like community type feeling, like after university. But and then I think I went to a Halloween party at the warehouse, and it was like done by like, it was the Darlings Drag that was like performing. And I went there with my friends and I was like, this is crazy. Like never have I felt so like comfortable and open and like expressive on a night out. Like, it's just like, it was like, so it felt really like, yeah. I always thought night outs were like gonna be tinged with creepiness no matter what.
Totally.
I mean, half the crowd is gonna be creepy. Like, I feel like going to like clubs on Granville Street, I was like, damn, like
Rip.
That was just what I accepted. But then I was like, no, it can be fully fun and people are just like having a good time and like dressing how they want and like being celebrated for dressing up, you know? Yeah, I think that event made me be like, holy shit. And then I just like started going to like more and more different events, like more queer events in Vancouver, more like QT BIPOC events in Vancouver. Like that was kind of the thread that I kept pulling. And I was like, and each event that I went to, I was like, this is so cool. And this is like so different from like a lot of places in Vancouver where it does feel kind of like cold and cliquey and like kind of distant. And that's why I feel like I said on the my first post, or like one of the posts where I was like, this is a love letter to all the communities that make it feel like warm and kind and sexy, because that's really what I felt like at those places. And so I was like, it shouldn't be this hard. Like, it shouldn't take this long to find these events or find these groups and like find where you feel like you belong in Vancouver. So I was like, okay, like I'm gonna do it. Like I'm bookmarking them anyway. I'm like looking at them all the time. So it's like might as well just like collect it and share it. And also like, yeah, and also like I did want to like work on my like graphic design as well and just like do something creative outside of just for me. I don't know. It is still kind of the graphics are still kind of for me. I'm like, if I think they look good, I'm like, I love them. But yeah. So it's kind of just like I want people to be able to find these communities sooner rather than later and know what's really out there. And then also like, yeah, I wanted to like work on my designs as well and just like have fun with it. It was really just like kind of like if the people see it and they love it, they love it. But I'm not gonna push it at anyone, right? And it was just something that I was like, if you find it and it strikes a chord with you, then that's all I want.
I have been obsessed with this pro like I feel like I followed it from the beginning. I've like been obsessed with it. And I think it's so important, so good. And like I always like I remember working at CITR and people being like, how do I find stuff to do? And I was like, follow, like give me your phone. Follow up to the workers. Like, because it
Thank
was
you. Yeah.
oh, you're welcome. It was like all the events that I was seeing and all the events that I wanted to go to. And it was like, I think it's like especially as like, because you were kind of saying before, like if you go on Facebook events now, there wasn't really like you'll find garbage. But in 2012, like, that used to be how you found events. Like I remember, like there used to be a central place, and it's just like really not there anymore. So yeah, I guess I'm curious where like how do you kind of think that the current kind of social media landscape or like how things are shared now, like why it is so important to have a resource like this?
I think it's really important for there to be one place. Like, I'm not saying that my page is the one place, but I like there's like all different events pages have come up as well. Like This Week in Van, like Born in Vancouver, there's stuff like that, and there's other pages as well that I feel like I'm forgetting. But I think it's really important for it to be one place because it's like Instagram does not really work in the same way that Facebook work events worked. Like you can't just like hit a tab and then you'll see everything that's coming up. It's like you kind of have to know who to follow to see it. Like you have to know about it to know about it, which doesn't really make sense. So I think that it is just kind of like it's all of these like beautiful creative things, but Hot Mother Truckers, I think, is also just kind of like useful and like practical in a way. And plus it's like my hope is that like if you see something that resonates with you on the page, like you go and ever all the event accounts are tagged, like you go and you follow that account because you like want to see more of them. And I think it's a way just to like introduce or like remind of all these other like orgs as well.
I'm really curious if, and I know you already spoke on this a bit, but if you don't mind like expanding a bit on like your idea of it as an archive, because I think that is so, I think that is so important. And like, I actually have like been like, ooh, what was happening that week? And then like, we'll like go,
Yeah.
that's so cute. Like, love that.
Yeah. I think that like I don't know if I've thought beyond just thinking of it as an archive. I mean it is, and I think that archives are so useful. And I think that like you can see what has been done in the city and like be inspired by that and like see if you want to continue that, you know, like this is our it's a collective memory, you know, of the events in the city that like just happening as a result of this. Yeah, I don't know what you can do with the archive. I think there's lots to be done. So I think it's just nice that it's it's hopefully like my page doesn't get deleted or anything for any reason, but like hopefully it just lives. Yeah, I know that it's like some of my friends have told me that they've seen it in like zines, like mentions of it in like zines or like things like that, where I'm like, wow, you know, like it's a resource that people are putting onto other resources, you know, we're all just like supplying each other.
I wanted to touch on go back to I guess when you were talking about like, or things that I was thinking of when you were talking about like safe spaces and like Vancouver's coldness. I think that like, I mean, I don't know about you, but like I like organizing in like Vancouver's DIY world, and I think I got like so spoiled by like what that idea of normal was. But it is really, really different than like the majority, like most people, it feels like, who are like going out, and that's a lot of people, like have the language or like don't have like access to, or like don't even know like the culture of like what awareness or like a safe space is. And then also like in a city like Vancouver, where like it is quite cold and like the idea of community is very like dispersed, and like, yeah, kind of like you were saying too, of like there isn't really a focal point. And like if you find one, it's like there's a lot of pros, there's a lot of cons. And I know that you already spoke on this, but like in choosing the events that you do showcase, like how are you considering that? Or like, yeah, if you just have kind of like any thoughts on, or yeah, vibes about kind of that topic.
I think that like, yeah, I've definitely been to events where I'm like, community guidelines, they don't exist. We've never heard about them. We've never talked about them. Safety, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's like so much that in like a lot of like, I keep saying mainstream, but I don't really, I feel like you know, the people know what I mean by that.
Yeah.
but like, I feel like there's not a lot of like consideration done for the individuals that are going to walk through your doors. It's kind of like, what are we going to do to like make this event, like promote us, promote our lineup, you know? And like, that's important too. Like, but at the same time, it's like, if you're inviting people to come to something and experience something, like you have to think about them, and you have to think about how they're going to feel coming in, and like who they are, and like who you're inviting, you know, and like what a safe, like accessible space maybe means to them. And like, and the thing is like, this can't ever really, there's no like real perfect with this, but I think it's about like, I think what stood out to me about all of the events that like really inspired me to start this page is that they were thinking about it and they were trying. Like a lot of them were, they're trying, they're making an effort, you know, and they're like recognizing maybe where they're like, where the failings are, but like what they're doing to try. I don't know. And there's community guidelines and there's like FAQ. Like they're really thinking about this person who's coming in like to something brand new, or like what they might be like nervous about, you know? And I just think that that's so like that takes a lot of time and energy. And I just think that that's so like, that's loving, like that's community love. And I think that's what really like inspires me about these events and like places that I've been to. And I think like, and I think that people should feel that way coming in. Like of course, meeting new people, going to a place, like there's always going to be nerves, but like the things that like you, the questions that can be answered, I think we should try to like all of, and they should know that like the people should try to, or at the very least like have community guidelines and really like have intention behind that and like mean it and like be open to being wrong. I think that is kind of what I look for, like if it looks like there's like care and consideration behind the event, and that's like hard to tell. I guess that's mainly from like the description, from the look of it, from maybe like, yeah, like you could tell a lot of stuff from like just a post of the event post. And then I think I do, in terms of creating, I think I do just try to like, I'm not like trying to just repost from the same accounts all the time. Like I really want people to see like how much variety there is and how many new things are cropping up all the time. And it's like, even if there isn't like a focal, and I mean, it would be nice to just like have one focal hub for all the creatives and the lovers in Vancouver, but even if there isn't, there is just like so many groups that I think like that's why I'm like always about variety, and it's because the hope is that you will find something out of everything that like does hit, you know, or a group that you go to and you're like, I really do like the way that they do things, because everyone does do things like a little differently. But yeah, I do think that it is hard in Vancouver. I think the city is like being top five most expensive cities to live in is like insane. And I'm like, okay, apart from the oceans and the mountains, I'm like, what are we getting? Like, what do we get for that price tag? I mean, not that like, obviously those are priceless, but like, you know, like for views, like really, like what are we doing? And I do think that it is hard for like organizations to have this continuity, because you're so dependent on like a small source of funding, and there's no, like, I think space is such an issue in Vancouver. And I think that really kind of like holds us back from having like a hub, or like having like to build like continuity into like, you know, generation after generation. It would be cool if we could go to one spot, you know, but like that's just like really fucking hard. But I do think that like everyone, I do think that the organizers and the creatives like they're always trying, and there's always new stuff, you know. I don't think that that'll like die down, but it is admittedly hard, you know. And I think that's just the kind of the make of the city. But I believe in change, you know. Yeah.
You're so brave to say that.
I know. Yeah.
You mentioned a bit like at the beginning that like going to like cutie POC focused and like organized events, like what do you think is kind of like the what are like the elements of that community, or like that kind of identity based kind of focus maybe, that does kind of set it apart in terms of like community guidelines and like safe practices and like that kind of loving and care?
Yeah. I think that it's just like you're making it like we're making it for each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you kind of like, you also are drawing from like your experiences and what you want to see. Like you're making the spaces that you want to see, and then you're inviting people into it. And I think that's what makes it different. Like you're not trying to just like replicate just like a regular, I don't know, like Granville Street event. Like you're not trying to do that. Maybe there's good stuff on Granville Street, I don't know, I haven't seen it. But like you're not trying to replicate what's already happened or you've already been to. You're kind of wanting to make things like, I feel like each event is you trying to, or from these events, like it's like you're trying to make a space that feels better, you know, that is the space that you want, you know. And you're kind of creating this for each other, and it is like you're doing it with like specifically like these identity groups in mind, you know. And I think what sucks is that when you walk into it, it kind of, because it feels so different, you're like, generally it's pretty rare, you know, because most of the time you're walking into spaces that are made with like the white hetero dudes in mind.
Yeah.
Like this is made for them, and you can feel that. You can feel the way that it was like crafted. And when you walk into a space that was made for you, you're like, this is crazy. Like, you know, like they thought about me for this one. And that's like, that feels different. And I think you can kind of just like tell, with like the access, with like the explanations, you know, or even with just like the presentation of things, and even the energy of like walking in, like, I feel like it's celebration, you know. Like I think that the difference between, and there's lots of events, I don't want to keep going to like night outs, but I think the one just like example, it's like, I feel like if you go to like a QT BIPOC event and you like dress it up, you're doing the theme, but you're going beyond, you know, then everyone, regardless of if they have adhered to that same like effort for the thing, they're like in awe and they love it and they're celebrating you and they're like, yes, like give us more, like giving us life, you know. But I think if you go to like an event that's not QT BIPOC, it's a little bit like, oh, like, you know, like you're not dressing like the rest of us, that's weird. Like I think it's kind of like that, where it's like you're not really being celebrated for difference or like for embracing, you know. Yeah, just the energy. Like, I feel like it's really, really palpable, like, how intentional the events are.
My My last question is, and I just ask this to everyone who I interview for the show, because the whole point of the show is CHR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. So for you, what is your personal definition of the word cool? You can also do hot if that is more like, yeah.
I think what's hot is just coming in and saying like, what's up? This is me. And what about it? I think I'll leave it at that. But I think, yeah, obviously what's hot is also caring.
Are you tired of Big Brother bookstores trying to sell you some billionaire's favorite book or Heather's top picks? Then you should check out Vancouver Books. Vancouver Books is a new online family-run bookstore. A portion of their profits go to First Nations reconciliation and environmental projects in British Columbia. They provide their customers with the most interesting books in fine arts, signed first editions, First Nations photography, fine ancient books, occult, and so much more. They also provide carbon-free delivery to anywhere in the Vancouver area. So go to www.vancouverbooks.ca to check out Vancouver Books today. That's www.vancouverbooks.ca.
Launched in December 2023, Connect Afrobeats is an innovative online platform with a dedicated mission to foster a vibrant community for Afrobeats and Afro-inspired talents across the entire value chain. Join Connect Afrobeats today to connect with verified global Afrobeats talents, collaborate with fellow artists, and engage in meaningful discussions. Whether you're an artist, writer, talent manager, road manager, A&R, promoter, distributor, or publisher, this is your platform to network, find talents, form partnerships, and teams. Connect Afrobeats is gearing up to launch music camps in summer of 2024. So what are you waiting for? Amplify your presence in the vibrant world of Afrobeats and sign up now.
What is up? You just heard an interview, or I guess the first half of an interview, with Chimgi Mendy, who is the heart, body, mind, and soul behind the Hot Mother Truckers Instagram account, and who came up with today's definition of the word cool. Cool attitude. What's up? This is me. And what about it? You are listening to Teachable Moments, CHR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you. And we are going to get into some more tunes. This next song is Tone Arm Extender by Jump Source and Cibola off of their newest EP, JS05. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Away.
What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional land of the Hankaminam-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard Null Space by Dummy. It's their newest single. It came out, I want to say, a few weeks ago. Still slay, though. just before that was Mitzte Conte. I am very sure I'm butchering the name. Mitzecontee. Australian-based project with their song If I Wanted To, and is off of their newest release, Mitzte. Or Mitzte. I don't know. I'm sure I'm saying it wrong. But it's their first full-length release. I have been obsessed with this project for a long time. And I'm so happy that there's a full release out. Ah, so good. And then open that set with Tone Arm Extender by Jump Source and Cibola. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM at Vancouver. I'm your host, Dork. You are you. And today's definition of the word cool is cool attitude. What's up? This is me. And what about it? Featuring Hot Mother Truckers Part 1. That is right. We have a two-part interview with Hot Mother Truckers, or aka, I guess, Chimgi Mendy. Part 2 will air next week on a similarly slay episode. Thank you so much, Chimgi, for tuning in. It was such a joy speaking with you. And by tuning in, I mean talking with me. Thank you, listener, for tuning in, though. Slay. Slay all around. But we are going to close the show with Saya Gray's... DPACE, D-I-P-A-C-3-3, W-I-D-F-U. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Oof.
Just for today. beep, 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 beep.